This is Scopos. Listen as Brett Larson takes theological topics and biblical truths and applies them to our daily lives.
Recently, we've heard so many Christian leaders reference Romans 13 regarding our biblical mandate to obey government. This passage is often used in a blanket format to justify obeying everyone who is an authority over us. But is it that simple? What if we are receiving conflicting information from various leaders? What if what they are telling us to do goes directly against other biblical standards? Certainly, at some point, there is a theological argument for not obeying government. I suppose what is amazing is how willing Christians are to give up their right to assemble because government leaders tell them to. But as just one example, is that truly obeying government? Let's back up. The United States of America is not governed by a dynasty or monarch or single person or group. Does anyone still know who, or shall I say what, is our governing authority? The United States is governed as a constitutional republic. In other words, offices of authority are occupied by people who are subservient to the Constitution. The people themselves hold no power other than what the office constitutionally provides. If they violate that permissive and temporary authority, they are the ones disobeying authority, not the citizen. Further, what does our Constitution say about government? It says, "We the people," and Lincoln confirmed that we are a government by the people, for the people. In fact, that statement was derived from a prologue to a Wycliffe Bible. So, my dear friends and patriots, you are governed by a constitution. A biblical approach to good citizenship means that you should uphold that constitution, not some person who is granted temporary holding of an office. Do not allow yourself to take the easy road of compliance and use the Bible to justify a more convenient and safe path. Pilgrims risked safety and health to find freedom and liberty. Patriots gave up safety by signing the Declaration of Independence and fighting for God-given liberty. Safety and liberty have always been juxtaposed. There is nothing new. Do not merely give up liberty for some feeling of safety, for you will lose both, as Ben Franklin so rightly stated. The Constitution is our ruler. Uphold it. Love it. It is special and unique. Leaders, governors who give themselves power outside of the Constitution are asking you to disobey the rule of law, the law of the land, the Constitution.
Thanks for listening to Scopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Scopos online at wdcxradio.com.